To the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 18th of September, recording at 9:08 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Asian stock markets very firm in here today. Pretty well across the boards. Japan was closed for a holiday. In the European markets, bit of indifferent action. Small declines early in the day. Then went to some reasonable gains, gave up most of those as Wall Street opened a little bit down. Wall Street closed pretty well unchanged, up a tad on the S&P and NASDAQ, and down nearly 6 points on the Dow. But that was closer to the higher side of the day. It was never down very much, incidentally. Government bonds, a little bit easier in here, particularly the weakest performing of the government bonds that I've been watching recently have been the gilts. They've moved down quite a bit, and the euro bunds are moving back down as well. And in currencies, a little bit of weakness here on the dollar, struggling above 85 on the US dollar index. And in precious metals, a bit of an improvement in here, and they've been pretty weak recently. Gold currently up $8 as I speak. It has been up, I think, 10 at one point. And the others well off the lows. Silver particularly back at 11.28 and a half, and after hours trading. And in the energy sector, we do see clear evidence that this is now steadying following that huge downward move. We had a bit of a tail on Friday's action. In other words, contracts could not hold the sell-off, including natural gas, and so recouped most of the day's losses by the close, or were actually up a bit. And we've got some modest gains in here today. Crude oil currently 63.76. Now that's certainly does not constitute an upward dynamic, but it has, so it's not a convincing signal, but it probably wouldn't take much more on the upside to start to trigger some short covering. Okay. Some of these industrial metals are showing reasonably good gains in here, and they've been remarkably steady throughout this overall global correction. Okay, what can we say about stock markets? Well, again, I think that overwhelmingly most of the evidence favors the latter stage of the medium-term correction. I have posted no less, well, I'm about to post actually, and I broke off to do the audio. The stock market indices for the 18 world markets that we follow, I beg your pardon, for 18 of the world stock markets that we follow, which have hit new highs recently. 18. Now, okay, before we get too excited, or I get too excited about that, only four of those are developed country markets. And those are Switzerland, Spain, Belgium, and did I miss one other? I think possibly Amsterdam. I'm not sure on that, and I don't want to. Nope. Testing the high. So Switzerland, Belgium, Spain, and get ready for it, the S&P 100 share index. So those are big cap stocks in the United States. And many of the others are coming from South America, Africa, high proportion of them in Africa. And so that may not dazzle anyone too much, but tomorrow I'll post lists of indices that are testing or very near their highs for the year, and that will include more impressive names. And what about the duds? What's really underperforming? Well, the main area of underperformance is with the Middle Eastern oil producers, but those were arguably the only genuine bubble in the markets, and I wouldn't read too much into that because another oil producer, Venezuela, for instance, its stock market is very, very steady. It's one of the ones on that new highs list. In other words, moved above the May highs that had occurred. And another oil producer in Nigeria, also on the list of new highs. Okay. Moving on to the government bonds, you know I don't like this sector. They saw a predictable technical rally, and it wasn't a bad rally at all, but gilts have now retraced most of those gains. The euro bunds are breaking back down into their previous trading range that led to the overall rally. So again, this is just a sector that I think has limited upside and really does need the sharp global economic slowdown and the bear market in equities to provide worthwhile gains from here on. Sure, some of the short-term debt has been a safe haven recently, as cash would have been a safe haven recently, but these are not buy and hold positions by any means. Moving on to the US currency, I expect most of the activity to be ranging in nature. No big fireworks among the major currencies. Although that said, what we still see is the appeal of the yen carry. Why? Because it doesn't have any yield. So if people want leverage, the yen is still the favored route, and from time to time that gets overdone, and then we get a big shakeout. But as long as those interest rates are down at such low levels, then the moment the yen rally starts to lose momentum, people will go in and reestablish the carries. And anybody who wants to buy the yen for its recovery potential will soon lose heart due to the interest rate differentials once any yen rally loses momentum. Okay, so a little bit easier dollar here, no downward dynamic, which would be the more impressive signal. But in terms of the precious metals, again, we saw tails on Friday and a bit better gains in here today. So we've got the first signs that we may have reached a bottom. Whether it's the bottom on this reaction, it would be premature to say that. But certainly, we're seeing some steadier action. And I feel that even though I can't say in this sort of uncertain overall environment where people have been very nervous about commodities generally, I can't say for certain that these precious metals have bottomed, but I do feel that at very worst they are in the upper to middle region of a buying range prior to the next move on the upside. And so I think that another way to say that is that from current levels, there's a lot more upside than downside, although there may still be some remaining downside risk. That's the point I'm not sure about. Is there still some remaining downside risk in here? For one thing, I'd want to see a stronger performance from crude oil before concluding that there probably wasn't any additional near-term downside risk. And I'd also like to see a bit softer dollar, although the oil move would be by far the more important of those two. Precious metals, as we've seen before, can move up against all currencies when they swing back into favor, and indeed they've done spectacularly. Gold and so on have done spectacularly against currencies over the last 4 years, but had lost that momentum in the last few months. Okay, industrial metals, still the sector that showed the biggest gains and is holding those gains better than the other sectors. In other words, much bigger gains in the industrial metals than in oil, than in gold. And as I say, they're holding those gains, and that means that the top mining shares are on ridiculously low PE ratios. Remember, the estimated PEs are based on, and they're that are around 8, as I mentioned last week for Rio Tinto and BHP Billiton, and those estimates are based on metal prices that are a lot lower than the metal prices we see today. So I hate to think, well, I don't hate to think, I like to think about how low those multiples might be, 6 or lower. But those chart patterns, of course, remain a little bit ropey, but I wouldn't be surprised with those sort of head and shoulders characteristics that I mentioned and illustrated before. But I wouldn't be surprised if we got downside failures, and I, for one, will be holding on due to the terrific cash flow and the dividends that those shares have. Okay. What else to mention? The oil and the natural gas. Hurricane Helene may well bail out some of those longs in natural gas. Also, there was an article that I'm posting today that I saw that appeared on Bloomberg today about some fund that lost 50% of its money. Hedge fund. This is a big hedge fund. I believe the headline lost 50% of its money in natural gas this month. And that'll make the rest of us who felt foolish about the natural gas trades feel well, we're not alone on that, although I certainly should have avoided the mistake. I've written about it because there are lessons to be learned and relearned and all that, and that's going to be on the website shortly. Meanwhile, all the best.